Violence has once again erupted between Egyptian police and protesters in the capital, Cairo. Dozens of people have reportedly been injured in the rallies. Egypt has been the scene of almost daily protests since the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi in July. Tunisia's ruling party has reached a deal with the opposition party. Based on the deal, a new prime minister will be named for a caretaker government until elections next year. Tunisia has been in a political turmoil since the assassination of two opposition politicians several months ago. The UN has warned of the worsening condition of Syrian refugees as harsh winter conditions hit the region. UN officials say Syrian children are especially vulnerable to the cold weather. According to the UN, over 2 million Syrian refugees live in neighboring countries like Lebanon. The head of a UN mission investigating allegations of chemical weapons use in Syria has handed over his final report to the Secretary General. The report has confirmed the use of the weapons in Syria, but it does not determine which side of the conflict was responsible for the using of the weapons. People have gathered in the U.S. Capitol to mark the first anniversary of a deadly shooting at an elementary school. 20 children and 6 adults were killed in the incident, which happened in the state of Connecticut. The mourners are calling on authorities to do more to stop gun violence. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a 2-year federal budget plan. The plan is aimed at ending the political wrangling between Republicans and Democrats over the country's fiscal issues. The budget proposal is yet to be approved by the Democrat-controlled Senate. A senior government official has been executed in North Korea. Chang Song-taek, who was the uncle of the country's leader, was convicted of several crimes in a military court prior to his execution. The executed official was seen as one of the influential mentors of the current leader, Kim Jong-un. And more anti-austerity rallies in Italy. A group of protesting students has clashed with police in the capital, Rome. The students had gathered outside the venue of a conference attended by government ministers. They were calling on authorities to stop more cuts and improve the economy.